And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 2nd of February, 2017. The city of New Amsterdam was incorporated on this date, 1653, where the Dutch East India Company had brought settlers. Henry Hudson, English sea captain, brought them over. He traveled up a large river, which he called the Mauritius River, though eventually it became the Hudson River in his honor. And the Dutch opened a trading post on the southern tip of Manhattan Island, where just about 11 years later, four English frigates sailed in 1664, demanded that the governor, Peter Stuyvesant, turn over the territory, and he did, and its 10,000 residents, and it was renamed New York. It was on this day, 1887, a groundhog named Phil first emerged from his burrow in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. The tradition of Groundhog's Day was born. It's the birthday of James Joyce, 1882, in Dublin, best known for his novels A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man and Ulysses, which came out in 1922. James Joyce, who was a bedraggled figure when he was young, but he was very confident in himself when he met the great poet William Butler Yeats, Joyce said, "We met too late. You are too old to be influenced by me." And Yeats said, "Never have I seen so much pretension with so little to show for it." But he did show. He went off to Paris to study medicine, but really he was writing. He wrote a book of short stories called Dubliners and wrote his great masterpiece, Ulysses, which takes place all in one day in Dublin, June 16, 1904, the exact same day that James Joyce met the love of his life, Nora Barnacle. James Joyce said about Ulysses, "The pity is the public will demand and find a moral in my book, or worse, they may take it in some more serious way. And on the honor of a gentleman, there is not one single serious line in it." June the 16th, every year, in Dublin, elsewhere around the world, people gather to relive the events in Ulysses, Bloomsday. It was on this day, 1943, the Battle of Stalingrad came to an end. A year before, Hitler had begun an invasion of the USSR, hoping to encircle Soviet forces, take the city of Stalingrad, which would cut off transportation link with southern Russia. The Germans attacked from the ground and the air. By mid-September, they'd forced the Soviets back to a 9-mile strip along the Volga River. It was devastating ground combat. In November, the Red Army launched Operation Uranus, surrounded the 6th German Army Division, which spent a brutal winter, very little food and ammunition. The commander asked for permission to surrender. Hitler denied his request. But the Germans finally did surrender February the 2nd. As many as 2 million people were wounded, killed, or captured at the Battle of Stalingrad. It was one of the bloodiest battles in human history. Here's a poem for today by Lee Robinson, What I Know. What I know for sure is less and less, that a hot bath won't cure loneliness, that bacon is the best bad thing to chew, and what you love may kill you. The odd connection between perfection and foolishness, like the pelican diving for his fish. How silly sex is, how having it we glimpse our holiness. What I know is less and less, what I want is more and more. You against me, your ferocious tenderness, love like a star, once small and far, now huge, now near. Poem by Lee Robinson, What I Know, from Hearsay, published by Fordham University Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.